it's 3 points that probably we didn't see coming. Well, for one thing, we didn't see coming. Like, we had a very inexperienced side out there tonight. You know, not that we're anyway hugely experienced normally, but look, we were in bits here on Friday night coming out of Drogheda. We patched up a team, to put it that way to you. We changed a lot of things about to try and make it competitive. And to be fair to them, they stuck at it. And, you know, would you have taken a draw? Look, we probably would have been happy enough with a draw in the manner that the way we played. But to be fair to Jesse, he came up with a great goal in the last kick of the game, basically. We lost last year in Terryland with the last minute goal that Inverness scored, and, you know, it was doom and gloom. So maybe what goes around comes around. I'm a firm believer of that. But, you know, Galway are a good side, you know, and possibly will feel that they left a point. They thought 3 points behind. They probably had the better of the chances. But maybe the little bit of rub of the green that hadn't gone away at the start has gone away in particular tonight, and indeed maybe in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, you'd no problem throwing in the young players, Ollie. I suppose you'd no other option, really, did you?
Not either. You know, we have a very, very small squad. We have a very small senior squad, if that makes sense. You know, a lot of the 19s have come in, and one or two of the 17s have come in. And like Niall McGinney, that you're probably referring to there, he came in the last couple of weeks and trained very, very well. So it wasn't just by accident that Niall came out of it. He's done very well in training. But that's, you know, what it's about. Like, there's other 19s that mightn't be too far away, but they've got to wait their turn. You know, will Niall go into Shelburne? Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But, you know, he's got a great lift there tonight. He's a good kid. He's a level-headed lad. But he mightn't get a turn again for a couple of weeks, so long as he stays at it and the expectation doesn't grow, if that makes sense. But he did well. Mark Hannon went in. That's the first Senior League of Ireland game an EA Sports Cup game that Mark Hannon has played. Mark went in and did very, very well in two positions. And, you know, we changed it around. Like, these are two lads playing their first game in a league, in the League of Ireland. So, like, it's a great result that way. But is it enough to keep us up the table? No, we need to get better, and we need players back fit and not as many suspensions as what happened tonight.
Yeah, are any of those players back available again for next weekend, Ollie?
The players that are suspended are, yeah, they'll be available on Friday. You know, the likes of Mark Timlin, while we had him on the bench, it was more or less a talking gesture to have him there, just with a bit of experience, and he might be able to help the players. So he'll be out another while. And there's a couple of lads we had to take off that are in bits out there. And, you know, we took a risk again and got away with it tonight with throwing the likes of Paddy McCourt on. But to be fair to the likes of Kieran Collin that stood up to tonight, Tommy McBride stood up to it. And, you know, you got to give them credit. But, you know, like, it's only another game out of 27 games or whatever we have.
Yeah, but that said, you've played everybody now in the first division. You've had a good look at them, Molly. A couple of weeks ago, I heard you saying you thought Longford were probably the best team in the league. Is that still your thought?
Going on performances, Longford tore us apart, and we happened to win in the last minute. As regards, you know, not getting too many chances, the likes of Shelburne, likes of Galway there, you know. I don't know who you rule out. Kevin Teeley will pull a run together, you know, without doubt. Drogheda will find themselves very unfortunate, you know, that didn't get something out of here. So, like, you know, I don't know. I don't know where, like, we were hanging on there again on Friday, hanging on there tonight to a certain degree and scored. You know, we need to get better. And you know, we struggle to beat a team by more than a goal. I see UCD scoring 8 tonight. You know, like, they have to be the standard bearers, without doubt, in my head, of the teams that I just mentioned there.
Yeah, 4-1s on the bounce, up to second in the table. Is that manager of the month form?
Well, I was going to be kicked out of here about a month ago. You know, I don't think, look, don't get me wrong, it's we're not a great side, we're not a bad side, you know, we're somewhere in the middle. And it, as I said on Friday, people need to be patient. You know, the likes of Niall McGinley might go in again, but Niall is a kid, he's 17 years of age. And, you know, to be fair to the crowd, they realised that tonight. And even when we were under the cosh of it in day back to us, you know, there was a little bit of element on Friday there that expected, you know, we should beat Drogheda. We haven't beaten Drogheda here in years. You know, and Drogheda are an experienced side, as are Galway. But we've got to play Galway another two times. If that was the last game of the season and they got you into second, you'd be thrilled. But we've got to play Galway and Terryland and back up here again. And I just feel we need to get better. You know, there's a great amount of togetherness with them and a great will, you know, and doggedness about them. I just think we need to get better in a lot of areas of the field to try and stay anywhere near the top half.